5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Two Faces Radio.
How about doing Marty Rock?
I told Mary about, I told her about, Mary cried for me, Mary took me back again.
You gotta do Buck Owens,
oh, the sun's gonna shine. In a fever, we've been talking about Jackson ever since the bar went out.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Melk, and Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Radio Labyrinth, episode 017. 017, that's right. This is our 17th week in a row. We haven't missed one, and we do that because we love you. Me especially. I love you all very, very much. My name is Tim Andrews, and I'm joined by Ira Melk.
Hey.
Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
And Stephanie Swain.
Hello.
Hello.
I'll bring all my glasses and shoes.
Stephanie has her cool Buffalo Bills shirt. What's it say? It says Buffalo Bills body lotion.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
As it should.
Fucking lotion in the bathroom.
Where do you get shirts like that?
I don't know. This was a gift from my husband.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah, I would assume the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of cool shit.
What's this internet you speak of?
Facebook. Facebook always, you know, the shit, Facebook knows what you search online.
I tried to buy some Caddyshack socks the other day, but I didn't quite, you needed $18. I only had $16 in my PayPal.
What do Caddyshack socks look like?
What would you do with those socks?
Just wear them.
No.
What do they look like?
He would know.
It was the picture of Al Chervik when he was like, so we're going to dance. Or whatever.
Oh, okay.
The guy's like, I lugged ice up two flights of stairs or whatever. So what? Let's dance.
Well, I wanted to kick this week off with the fact that I actually went to the
no
movies.
No Marshall McLuhan quotes or anything? TVs in every room, all that?
No, not that. Well, I haven't edited that yet.
Oh, okay.
I had the biggest of ideas, just a little inside baseball, speaking of which, it's opening week. And I had this whole thing. I made a list of all the guys I was going to do. Vin Scully I was going to have. You know, the great Phil Rizzuto in there. Holy cow! And then, you know, do Skip and Don.
The Money Store.
Yeah, the Money Store. And then Bob Uecker. All those guys. But then I just, you know, I was like, oh,
I must be in the front row.
I got tired.
Bobby Cox. That's a good kid.
Hey, it's Bobby Cox for Bird. So anyway, I actually went to the movies.
What'd you see?
I saw Batman versus Superman yesterday.
Which, on last week's podcast, I believe you said, I will not see that.
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. Yeah. I said, I have no interest in this film.
So,
Tim's boss at work, though, what happened wanted there? Him to see it.
Oh, Jamie from work, from Amatsa. He's one of the he's my manager over there.
Very cool dude.
Yep. Yeah. He said, hey, you know, I got Tuesday off. Why don't we go see the movie? So another guy who works there, his name is Andrew, and he's a pizza cook. Yeah. He was there, too. And it was funny because Jamie and I, I have a thing. I have this rant I want to get into.
Where'd you go? Where, what theater?
We went to Atlantic City.
Okay. Atlantic Station.
We didn't. Went all the way to Atlantic City.
We flew to Atlantic City yesterday.
The Borgata. Like rat pack. What
That's right.
The Borgata had a screening.
We met Paulie Walnuts at the Trump Tower.
Did a show at the Borgata up there.
Then we, anyway, no, we went to Atlantic Station, which is the fake city. You know, between Midtown.
You know, you can't smoke it outside. And
well, yeah, I'll get to all that. Okay. Let me get to all that. So Jamie and I meet up there. We go up to buy our tickets, which is an extraordinary amount of money, $16.50 to
for
see.
IMAX?
No, we didn't see IMAX. We just saw
just
real.
Regular 3D?
Real 3D, yeah.
Is this a matinee?
Yeah, it was, well, it was a 12:30.
Bastardous.
Yeah, $16.50.
Our tickets were 11 something for regular 3D at the Mall of Georgia.
Well, see, then you have That's to drive all the way to fucking Mall of Georgia.
Right. Well, I had other business up there.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
But they validate your parking.
Sí, tengo que ir al Mall de Puerto Luca.
So, we get there, we get the seat. Jamie and I get our popcorn, and actually, it was weird. I got the popcorn and the Coke. And then he got the popcorn and some. No, he didn't get popcorn. He got a drink and he got.
Some Raisinets?
No, he got Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, delicious.
So that's a difference I noticed, like, in generational things. Anyway.
That's a millennial thing.
No, he's not a millennial, but he's in between us and the millennials, whatever that generation.
Generation Y.
Yeah, Jason's, my brother's generation. So anyway, we go in and we sit down, and there's nobody in the theater. And it's great. And it's the stadium seating where you can recline and, bucket seats or whatever.
Sure. Oh,
yeah. And we get in the seats and we have the buffer seat that guys, you know, normally do. That
I'm not Casey. Ones, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's what we used to call it, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
But just whatever. You know, you have the comfort in the room. There's no one in the theater. We're on those seats where you can put your feet on the rail. Everything is great. It's glorious. And we're waiting for Andrew to come. And I'm like, you know, I bet you Andrews. I said, Andrews is a millennial, I believe. I said, I bet you he sits in that seat. And to myself. And Jamie looks at me and he goes, I bet you anything he's going to sit in that seat. And I was like, well, you know, because we got there before him. I'm eating popcorn. I got everything spread out. And sure enough, he sat right in that seat. There was no buffer seat for him. And then it was fine and everything.
Did you?
Well, you don't say anything. No,
you don't say anything.
Wrestle him for the armrest?
No, we shared it. There was wide enough to share.
I say you tell him because they need to know.
No, but it's different. I mean, but the thing is, it was odd because there was no one else in the theater.
This is the kind of guy that comes up and there's like six urinals and you're at the farthest one to the wall and the guy comes up to the one right next to you.
Well, no, I think he just wanted to
be cozy between you
to join us and laugh. I mean, because we laughed throughout the movie and everything. Yeah. I see what you're saying, but I don't think he's that kind of person because he's not. I don't get that vibe. He's just, you know, they don't have that in that generation.
They don't have the buffer zone.
They don't have the buffer zone and they don't do this. Maybe not.
They get hugged a lot.
I don't know.
See, maybe. But if you knew him better, you could break his balls about it. Like if it was,
I don't
want to
break his balls. I'm just observing.
Like, yeah,
you know what I mean. I mean, like I don't.
You could mention something.
Yeah,
if you knew him better.
Right. Yeah. If I was like known him, you know, my whole life, whatever, I could bust his balls. But it's not anything like that. But you know, it's just different. It's different to go. But we did, and you know, the movie was fun, and there were some laughable moments in it. But prior to the movie even starting, here's my problem: when you go to Atlantic Station, first of all, it is a fake town.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's pretty
private property too.
It is too private property.
Yes.
So the police aren't there. They have their own security and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you can't smoke above ground. Which I get it. You can't. But there's no outdoor smoking spaces for anybody.
It's a family friendly area.
Not really. There's a lot of fucking crime and shit over there.
Yeah. There's one smoking area across from the diner.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's like, if you're at the movies, that diner's at the far end of the block.
Yeah.
You're not going to walk all the way down there.
No, you can go underneath and smoke and walk over if you wanted to. So anyway, but then, you know, then it's $4 to park. Okay, so it's $4 to park.
And
at
that
Atlantic
parking
station.
Lot is the worst
fucking
thing.
You get
it
validated, though, in the theater. At the end of the movie, you just stick the ticket in that machine as you're walking out the door.
You do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Then it's free.
I'm still going to rant, though, because I didn't know that, and it's my fault for not knowing that.
You didn't validate.
Okay,
so. You got to validate.
You got to validate.
The other thing is, as soon as you step out of the car and you start walking to the steps or the elevator, there's an advertisement in your face no matter where you look.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in your ears because they have that fucking music being piped out of the trees. You know, picture yourself walking up steps like, okay, first of all, they're supposed to be subway steps. That's what they look like when you get to the top of the fake city.
Right.
And, you know, they're like, oh, there's a
I take the escalators.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it depends on where I park. But they make it look like a fake fucking subway. And then you come up and it's like, oh, look at all this stuff. And it's just so blah. I just want to piss on everything.
So I did.
No, I would never do that. And then, you know, you go into the theater and you're walking up, and then you walk in, and, you know, I went up to get the concession stand to get popcorn and everything. And the lady, first thing she says to me, she pops out of nowhere, is a little old lady, and she sticks this freschetta thing in my face. She goes, "You want some pizza?"
That's good frozen pizza, though. I hope you took it.
No, I'm at a movie. I'm not going to fucking eat pizza.
I got some pizza taken away from me at Atlantic Station one time.
Why? What did you take in there?
You got robbed.
Yeah, I went to the Hollywood Pizza Kitchen before the movie, and I had some pizza, and there was like two slices left.
Yeah,
California.
So I had them. Yeah, California Pizza Kitchen, so I had the two pieces of pizza in a bag that says pizza, California Pizza Kitchen on it or whatever. So I go into the movie, and the guy's like, "You can't bring that in here." I'm like, well, why? I'm not going to eat it in the movie. I just ate six pieces of pizza. I'm not going to, I just want to take it home with me. He's like, well, you can go put it in your car. And I'm like, well, my car's really far away. I'm not going to go take it in my car. So the guy's like, well, you got to throw it away. And I'm like, why? And he's like, well, it's because of the, you know, other people could be offended by the smell. And then I looked up and I go, you're selling pizza here.
What'd he say?
Nothing. He was a total douche. I ended up having to throw the pizza away.
Fucking can you check it? Like, you know, like a coat check? You
yeah,
like
that's
pizza
what I said.
You got
someplace I could leave it.
Like one of those storage bins like they had on the league.
Oh, fuck no.
And Jeff, you were always sticking it to the men.
Well, they stuck it to him. He had to throw it away.
Yeah, I had to throw two pieces of delicious
pizza.
He was
trying to smuggle in
pizza. That's not cheap.
I wasn't even trying to smuggle it in. I mean.
So this lady, though, this lady is, first, she should be in an old folks home, not working at a movie theater. Only one in line, whatever. So she goes, okay, you don't want the pizza. I said, I'd like a medium popcorn and a medium cherry Coke. And she went,
$70.
And she went, for upsell, for $1.20 more, you can get large. I mean,
well, they always say that.
No, but this is her delivery. She wasn't even looking at me. She's like looking off into space.
Right.
Was she blind?
I don't think so. Maybe she had one, you know, in one of those diabetes eyes that just wanders off, turns a different color and wanders off. So I said, no. It's just the drink and the popcorn. And I pay her. And then I had said to her in the face, I said, I would like butter on that, please. She walks away, and then she comes back with the bag, and she goes, did you want butter on this?
Then they tell you need it layered, so she has to dump half the popcorn out.
No, so I didn't want to wait. I mean, it took a long time.
That's what they call
time.
It when they put butter in the middle.
So then I pay for it. All right, she brings me up. She goes, did you want candy? And I said, no, I just want the popcorn and the soda. That's all I want.
This is a matinee, and there's nobody around.
You know there's no free refills on the medium, sir.
Yeah, I got you, lady. Thank you very much. I go in and sit down, and then I'm just finally like, okay. I mean, it's a stupid rant. I get it, but it took me...
How high were you?
Probably 45 minutes to get from my car to sitting in the theater.
Yeah. Wow.
But just because of all the distractions and bullshit.
That's why.
How high were you?
Oh, I wasn't high at all. No. It's illegal.
That's probably also why you were irritated.
Why?
Because you were high.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Everything affected. You were like, oh,
no, I mean, from your prescription.
Oh, yeah. Every time I go to a movie, I take 3 Xanax. It makes the movie so much more enjoyable.
So you guys don't understand the joys of carrying a huge purse. I don't ever buy shit at the movies.
No.
I roll in at the racetrack, load up, and I've got every snack I've ever wanted.
They don't
drinks,
look in
everything.
Your purse?
Yeah. No.
That's what I'm
not a terrorist. You can carry your purse in there, no problem. Yeah. The lights go down, get your shit out.
They wouldn't let me carry my purse in there.
Well, you don't have a merch.
I think if
I know,
you, I
but
think
I had 2
were.
Pieces of pizza. And it looked maybe like
you should
it
get
a merch.
A pizza, like a fanny pack for your pizza, and put it on the front of you.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Even when it's warm, I take a jacket in so I can stuff shit in my pocket. Oh,
that's
yeah.
a good. That's a smart thing. What Jeff and I took
like 6 beers per sleeve.
Didn't we?
I do that too.
Well, didn't we used to take shit all the time into Parkside at Sandy Springs and just leave garbage everywhere?
Yeah.
I'd take like a thing of peanuts, like you know, like baseball.
You're like peeling peanuts.
Yeah, and just leaving them everywhere.
Like you're at Texas Roadhouse.
Back in high school, we'd go into the bathroom and turn on all the water faucets when we left. That was really mature.
We were the water
can't
bandits.
Do that now because they're all electronic.
No, because they're all those awful electronic ones. I hate those things.
Those were invented because of you, Tim.
I know.
I think it was when I saw Mulholland Drive in the theater way back, and the guy behind me, it was like a real late night show, like a midnight thing.
Uh-huh.
A couple of guys sitting behind me, they were wasted, and I hear him drop a beer bottle. You know, just go, g-dum, 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 you know. But then, you know, you're on a slope, so...
The ball, yeah, the bottle just rolls.
You just heard it roll.
Was it during a Robert Blake scene that really added to the whole thing?
Well, and the best was, so it seemed like it was like for 5 minutes this thing was rolling. You know, just... and then you just hear... It just smashes on something at the front of the theater. And you hear the guy go, oh, damn.
Jeff, did you and I do bong hits or bull rips, or was it just whippets?
I think it was just whippets.
When we saw UHF.
I think it was just whippets.
That's right, because we went to a housing development before that wasn't finished, you know. We went into one of those houses and got stoned and then drove over to the mall.
Yeah.
He went to an abandoned house and got
stoned. No, it wasn't abandoned. Oh. I mean, it hadn't been lived in yet, so it wasn't abandoned.
This is the suburbs, folks.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there was a housing development that was being built.
Okay.
And so there was nobody there. But that's, yeah, so that's how we watched. But we were doing whippets inside the theater.
Wow. Was nobody else in there?
No, it's just, I mean, it was.
Those are loud.
There were a few other people, but we just told ourselves they didn't know what we were doing.
Oh, yeah.
When you crack them, though, those are loud.
Yeah.
Those of the blue.
We were high.
Dude, so not cool, man.
I was going to say, I know you talk because you can't not talk when I you do those.
It's
you
the
have
opposite
to hear your voice.
Of helium.
Yeah.
Dude, that is not cool.
So for everybody who last week I said, you know, I'm not going to see this movie, it was actually not bad. Jeff was right. Affleck was pretty good,
yeah.
Especially as Bruce Wayne.
You move him up in your rankings?
Yeah, and I like the way it is, you know, the follow-up to Man of Steel, mm-hmm. and it takes place years after the Bane Batman movie.
Bane!
Right.
That's right, Batman!
Your Conrad Bane was so good, Jeff.
Arnold, you're going to be late for school. Kimberly, come downstairs and walk Arnold to school. Willis, put your pants on.
What are you talking about, Mr. Bane?
Willis, do I need to talk to you about the... Willis, I'd like to have a talk with you. I know you've come of age, Willis.
What's that on your face, Mr. B?
You like it when he picked up Mrs. Garrett and just busted her spine over his knee?
And threw her down the pit.
What's that you wearing on your face?
Now, I saw you spying on Mrs. Garrett in the shower while you were masturbating. You have come of age, Willis. It's normal to have these feelings. But if I catch you doing it again to Mrs. Garrett, you will never know greater pain.
Arnold. Anyway, so it was a good movie.
So you agree with me, though, that there was like an hour's worth of shit that they could have cut out of
it? Yeah, yeah. I thought it was cool that they teased the coming of Darkseid a lot.
Right.
You see the big Omega in Bruce Wayne's dream. He has this, you know, this vision that these dark times are coming.
Well, there was a dream sequence?
Yeah, and it was confusing, though. Well, here's why I didn't like it, though, because it was confusing. I thought it was real for a minute. And like I said, I wasn't high.
Yeah,
so
that's why I hate dream sequences.
They made you think it was real.
Right.
Yeah.
But then in the last line of the movie is, one of the last lines of the movie is Bruce Wayne saying, or Batman saying, he is coming to Wonder Woman. And that, of course, they're referring to, you know, Darkseid.
He wasn't saying, I am coming. That would have been a different
right. He's coming.
Yeah.
I liked the cinematic tribute to The Dark Knight Returns, the comic book that was done, you know, Frank Miller back in the 80s. And you saw that in the opening sequence, which, okay, I get. You know, at first I was like, why are they retelling the tale of Bruce's parents being killed?
Yeah.
It's to set everything up, like Jeff said last week. And, you know, the Martha thing. But right. It's also, it is, like, visually shot to look like the opening panels from that comic book.
Oh,
where
cool.
The pearls wrapped around the gun and them falling. And it was kind of cool to see Negan, I'm going to say it properly now, Negan is playing Bruce Wayne's father.
Oh, is somebody breaking your balls about that?
And Maggie is playing Bruce Wayne's mother, which, didn't you say that last week as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Negan. So, Batman versus Superman, I liked it.
All right.
I'll move it up the ranks and move Affleck up above.
He gives it five.
He gets above Kilmer?
I'm going to put him at three. I'm going to put him at three.
Oh,
three
really? Kilmers. Right behind Keaton.
Yeah,
huh?
Keaton first.
That's where I put him.
Yeah.
Too.
I'm going to put Keaton first.
Bale.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Bale!
And then, you know.
You and I are done professionally. We're finished. You and I. Bale, Bane Bale, how can you connect? Arnold, you need tough love. Christian Bane. This is the fourth time I've bailed you out of jail. Stop it with the drugs, Arnold. Or I will thrash you and put you in a pit. Remember when Arnold ran for governor of California?
Yeah, he did. Wasn't that he was running the same time Arnold Schwarzenegger was?
Yeah.
Now do Bane as Willie from Alf.
Willie. Alf. Alf. Larry will die. It would be very painful.
Stay away from the cat.
You're a big boy.
For you.
Hey, Willie.
Hey, Willie.
Where's the cat? I can't do Alf.
You know, Alf, I would appreciate it if you would stop trying to eat the cat. Okay.
All right, I'm done with that. I had another mashup I wanted to do this week because Merle Haggard died.
Who died?
Yeah, we're not doing the whole who died yet, but Merle Haggard died.
That's a big one.
I mean, he died this afternoon.
And today's his birthday, morning. Too.
Yeah, his 79th birthday. How would you like that? Happy birthday, you're dead.
Well,
that's sad. I love Merle Haggard.
We saw him with Bob Dylan.
I know we did. He opened for Bob Dylan. Remember, he was playing. I thought it was pretty interesting because this was 2004 or 2005. So this is after Iraq Wars and all that started. And he, you know, back in the 60s, he sang these anti- or counter-protest songs to the hippies, you know.
Yeah, on the fighting side of me.
Yeah.
Right.
Walking on the fighting side of me. And there's a line, if you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning.
Wow. That's pretty good.
That was the second song he was going to play. He starts playing Fight Inside of Me on the guitar, and he starts, I hear people talking bad about our country, and they beat it. And then he stopped, and he goes, you know, I'm not going to sing that one.
Yeah.
Because he became anti-Bush, and he became anti-war. And it was, wow. And no one really talked about it, because by that time, country music could care less about Merle Haggard. Merle Haggard, you know, nobody cared about him anymore. Yeah. But... And, it, you know, he wasn't a big enough of a person to make that.
It was all pop.
Like the Dixie Chicks could say shit, and they got in trouble. You know, no one's going to give Merle shit.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a fun observation. The other observation I liked about Mississippi is you couldn't fucking buy beer there once you were inside.
At the show, there was no drinks?
No, you couldn't buy beer there because it was on Mississippi State Fairgrounds, and it's dry.
Oh, wow.
And I just found out today that Mississippi was the last state to repeal statewide prohibition in 1966 or something.
Well, they were kind of late to the party on a lot of stuff.
Oh, shit.
They're not late to the party on the pass laws to ban discriminate against gay people, though. Yeah. That's catching fire here in the South.
No, shit. Yeah, North Carolina is...
I don't even know what that one is. That's what to prevent people from using a bathroom.
Is it?
No, it's the whole, I don't want to bake a cake for your gay wedding.
Yes. No, North Carolina's bill was a result of the mayor of Charlotte passing a law, saying that trans people should be able to use the bathroom of their choice, not the bathroom of their birth. It's so fucking confusing.
Yeah.
Just let people do what they want. I mean, it's not going to kill you to allow somebody. I mean, if somebody is trans and they're in the bathroom and your kids are in there and they ask you a question, all you have to do is be an adult and say, that's a girl. Right. And who cares? Yeah, a kid's 5 years old. Who the fuck cares? Yeah. A kid's 10 years old. They know about that shit already because Caitlyn Jenner's on TV.
And who cares? You're just pissing. What's a big fucking deal?
Right. Yeah, really. You're in a bathroom, a stinky bathroom where someone could be shitting.
Would you rather be around one of those trough-type deals at Brave Stadium and have Caitlyn Jenner come in and whip it out there and piss? Wouldn't you rather go into the female?
I think that would be fucking hilarious if Caitlyn Jenner did that.
There's a line for the women's room. It's too long. You don't mind if I stand up and lose in here?
You ever see that video on YouTube where the guy's outside the porta potties and there's one of those long trough urinals?
Yeah.
And he thinks it's a sink and he's washing it.
No, I haven't seen that.
Gross. I want to see that.
I have seen that video.
All right, how did we get down this piss hole? What were we talking about?
Baseball.
What?
It started with baseball, and then you went to Merle
baseball,
Haggard.
And then you're going to do some Merle Haggard.
Oh, Merle Haggard. Yeah, so then you couldn't get booze there, blah, blah, blah. Then Dylan was good, too. And didn't they perform together well?
They sang a couple songs together.
That was pretty neat. So I'm glad that I got to see Merle Haggard at least once.
Didn't he play with the Dead, too?
I don't know.
Back in the 90s, maybe?
Dylan?
No.
Dylan did that album, that whole tour where he was fucked up the whole time.
This would have been after that, though. Didn't Merle Haggard play a couple shows, like opening for him?
I don't know, man. I do not remember. But yeah. I do know that Dylan and the Dead tour, where they made a horrible album out of it. It was one of the worst Dylan tours ever. He was terrible, and like the Dead weren't at their best then either. So,
but we were talking about this before the show. I mean, the great thing about Haggard, all the stuff that he's saying, I mean, he was legit, because when he was in prison for armed robbery in San Quentin for 3 years, and he was actually in prison when Johnny Cash came there to sing Folsom Prison Blues. He was there in 1958. That's what inspired him to be a country singer.
So are there two Johnny Cash prison records, San Quentin and then Folsom?
That's right.
Okay. Look, Folsom's the one that's the later one, right?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure exactly how the dates go, but I know that Haggard was in San Quentin when he came there and he sang Folsom Prison Blues. So probably Folsom was before.
My favorite line in any Johnny Cash recording is when he looks at his you know, future wife and says, "I like to watch you talk," and she goes, "I'm talking with my mouth." They had an interesting relationship. I like that movie too, but anyway, I'm not going to go back there. Anyway,
is that Joaquin?
No. Joaquin. Reese?
Yeah.
Where were we?
Okay, so you were going to do a mashup of Merle Haggard and.
Yeah, in honor of the late, great Merle Haggard, I will now do Swinging Doors as Merle from The Walking Dead.
Which it's also his birthday today.
Yes, that's why we're doing this.
Let me see if I can get into it.
That's a killer, dude.
This old smoke-filled bar is something I'm not used to. But if I gave up my home to see you satisfied, and I just called to let you know where I'll be living, it's not much, but I feel welcome here inside. And I got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home's got a flashy neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to. Because I'm always here at home till closing time. Did I lose it?
No, that's still really good, Rick.
Excuse me, sir. Could you speak without whispering?
Son of a bitch, let me get a drink here. Fuck you.
Give us a little TJ Rooker.
TJ Rooker?
The cop show starring Michael Rooker.
Let's see here now. Let's get some YouTube going. While I'm looking on YouTube, I'll just do George W. Bush here.
All right.
TJ Hooker. That was one fucking hell of a show.
Heather Locklear.
Oh, when Laura'd go to bed, I'd beat off to that shit. I'd record it on the VHS.
Laura liked that one,
too. We had one of the first front loaders in Texas. I think it was made by Sanyo. Here we go, TJ Hooker, starring the guy who played Merle. Michael Rooker. That's right. This isn't going to work.
No.
Because all right, do a little.
You need a script.
Former Braves reliever John Rooker.
What? No.
You're obscure mashup.
Stretching even my imagination. John Rooker.
Do some John Rooker.
Speak English, you retard. Fucking zombies walking around. Purple hair. Eating other people.
All right. So.
So.
That's it. I have no prep this week.
Speaking of Reese Witherspoon, sorry.
No.
Do you guys remember a film called Freeway?
No, it's one of my all-time
favorites.
Freeway. Absolutely. I never hear anybody talk about it.
Her and Kiefer Sutherland, she was very young.
Oh, it's the Little Red Riding Hood.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh. That's a great
movie, man.
Freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it?
It's one of her best movies.
Check it out. I mean,
she's such a crazy little idiot in that, but she's great.
But if you don't, if you're not into Reese or you think she's too commercial or whatever, you watch that and you're like, damn.
Didn't she just turn 40?
I think she did. She looks great.
It's probable.
She does look great.
Do you remember when she got stopped when she was filming down here?
Oh, yeah. We played that over and over again.
For her DUI.
Do you know who I am?
No, that wasn't her. That was, you're thinking of the regular guy's show, though, because that's the line that Mary Richards, the intern, got.
Do you know who I am?
Really?
Yeah.
When she got pulled over.
She got pulled over, and she was dropping the regular guys. And this was years before.
Yeah.
Really?
So when this happened to Reese Witherspoon, we had that audio, and then we had that intern come in. She's long since changed.
She wasn't the virgin Mary Richards, right? Who was the virgin?
No, virgin was the virgin Murray.
Murray, the virgin Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a Reese Witherspoon movie I watched recently. It's called Wild. You guys,
great movie.
Oh, excellent. Fuck yeah, it was a good movie. It's a chronicle of a woman's 1,100-mile solo hike that she takes to recover from her mom dying, and her mom is played by Laura Dern.
Yeah.
So you've seen it?
I haven't, but I.
But Laura Dern is fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Grateful Dead in it, and it's set in that time when the Grateful Dead were touring.
Yeah.
The late 80s, right?
Yeah.
It's this woman. She was a drug addict, I guess, and you know she
heroin. She
fucked
was,
up
like,
with her mom.
Real drugs.
Yeah. So she just walks. What is it? I'm going to think
of
it.
Wait, Reese was a drug addict?
She plays the woman.
Yeah, but... Okay.
What?
No. Nothing. I was confused.
It's a real life story. It's right. It was a book, and then they turned it into this movie.
Yeah, Nick Hornby book.
Yeah, and it didn't get very... it didn't get a lot of play in the theater.
And
but
she walked the PCT.
Yeah.
Or
the
PCT.
Pacific Coast Trail.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she encountered all sorts of animals and stuff, and including men.
Yeah.
And gross people, but... Mm-hmm. It ended up being a good tale, and I liked it because of the relationship she had with her mother. And her mother, like, died and shit. So, if when my mom died and stuff, so, you know, around the same time, the music's all pretty much the same, so.
So it hit home with you, huh?
Yeah, but Reese Witherspoon's a real good actress.
Tim always
Yeah.
Pictures himself as Reese Witherspoon in his own mind.
That's true. If I were Reese Witherspoon, I would stand in a mirror and look at my boobs.
Yeah? Yep. Forever? Might do more just, than wouldn't like a couple of days of that?
If you woke up tomorrow with a woman's body and you were like a hot woman.
Wait a minute.
No, the first thing you would do is you'd stand in a mirror and you'd be like, I got these tits now and I'm just going to pinch these. Ow.
Yeah. I'm over it.
Yeah,
boring.
I know. You know, it's old hat to you, but it would be new to us.
Nah.
And then you reach down and it's like, where's my penis?
I'd rather have one of those.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
I would sex Jeff.
Yeah.
No one ever complains, is my vagina big enough for you?
I feel like I would have had a huge one. I don't think I would have to worry about that.
But it's not a thing women say, is my vagina big enough for you? That doesn't usually happen. Like, women don't come in 3 seconds. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, that never happens.
No, it's more like, is it too big?
No.
You know, you don't want that either.
No. Where's a Curb Your Enthusiasm?
The old hot dog down the hallway. Nobody wants that.
No. What did you just make?
That's a gesture what Larry David would
do. Exactly. That's
what I was saying.
Yeah, what was that? He's got BV or something. Yeah. Weren't they like?
Who were they talking about?
Well, they were just making fun of because like the penis size thing. It's never the they never.
Oh
about
yeah,
the,
okay.
The size of the vagina.
It's so gaping.
Yeah.
It's so cavernous.
So anyway, I don't know how we got onto Reese Witherspoon, but
I know Ira would like to get on top of that.
Because you brought it up. Because you were talking about Freeway, yeah.
Well, we were talking about the Cash movie. And
but there are other people who died, and we will get to that in a little while. You know, not just Merle Haggard. There's some real, you know, shocking developments in the world of pornography.
Oh.
You have her in there.
Oh, she's not on there. Yeah, she's on my Facebook page.
But she's not in my Who Died.
She's not on the legacy page that I normally
Now, do I know her just because she was on Stern a lot?
If that's how you know her, then yeah, I never. She
that's what you're admitting to.
You know, I would admit if
she
I saw
was
her
in movie. In the news too for accusing that other porn star of rape.
Yeah, that disgusting James Dean.
Like I knew her
James Dean.
He's all right.
Huh?
He's okay.
Ah, he's gross.
You used to
he's
play
vile.
Cards with him or something.
Yeah.
He's vile. He made a horrible like real movie, quote unquote real movie with.
He was in that movie with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, where there were swingers who were bringing Craigslist couples home and. She's nude the whole time. Not that you want to see the ginger boobs. Not all ginger boobs are bad. I'm just saying hers are terrible.
Well, they're kind of drugged out, too.
Yeah.
Her whole body's drugged out.
She looks like she's 50 years old.
Yeah, she hasn't been really hot since the parents.
Like even
shut up, you fucking perverted fuck.
Except her.
Just kidding.
Herbie Fully Loaded.
Yeah. Well, dude, that's after.
Yeah, Herbie Fully Loaded's fine.
Jeff, you probably jacked it to Mean Girls if it was like right along the same line
like
as
Mean Girls.
The other.
I had a roommate in college for a very short amount of time who had Alyssa Milano's calendar and also had the Teen Steam video.
What is that?
Yeah, okay. She put out an exercise video
yeah.
for kids, teenage girls.
Oh, no.
Which,
please.
You know. Was purchased by grown-up men to beat off to.
Right.
Because that's the only reason. And the same thing goes for Alfonso Ribeiro and his breaking board, where he's in, like, shirtless, or he's in a sleeveless Michael Jackson jacket doing the moonwalk when he's, like, 14. That's for pedophile. All those kid videos from the 80s were just for creeps.
I didn't realize that until now. Shit.
Teen steam. You have to wait till that vampire,
yeah, vampire movie, and then it's all good from there.
Yeah, the vampire movie.
Podcast math. After the vampire movie, that's right.
For everybody following along at home.
I think it's Tia Carrera, which probably not.
Oh,
so.
Tia Carrera. Where's she been?
Who knows?
I gotta look. She was on Dancing with the Stars, I think, a couple years ago.
What's the name of that movie? Curse of the Vampire.
No, look it up.
I am.
I mean, she was all over. Well, she was Wayne's World.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else after that? Anything?
I think that was it.
Wayne's World.
That was the peak.
Right.
And that horrible band. Oh, God. It was the worst rock band.
Oh, in Wayne's World 2
yes,
or whatever?
Yes, both of them. In the first and the second one, when he was all, like, mesmerized by her.
Oh, when they did Ballroom Blitz.
Oh, horrible.
Any band in an 80s film is terrible.
Oh, what?
That's really
except
bad.
For the band at the end of Revenge of the Nerds when they do the whole Wormser. that was great.
Embrace of the Vampire.
Embrace of the Vampire. Okay. Looking it up right now. Keep talking about your whatever gay movie you're talking about.
My gay movie?
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up, have you guys seen the trailer for Hardcore Henry?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
Holy shit.
I know. I've been dying. I wanted to talk about that last week.
Bring it up. Talk about it.
Should we
Rebecca
go?
Ferrati.
Should we do a,
Rebecca Ferrati was her name. So it wasn't Tia Carrera.
I don't know. Should we do a team viewing? Should we go? Should we go see this?
We should.
I would like to go see that. Absolutely.
What is this, the first person movie? Like, you're that character
POV
the
whole
time?
POV the whole way.
What do you think?
I don't know.
And the trailer was killing
it up the entire movie.
Buzzkill. Well, you keep it up when you're watching porn the entire movie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't watch POV porn.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Not into the POV stuff.
No, you like to see everything, huh?
Yeah.
Jeff likes to watch the.
I like to be a fly on the wall.
Jeff likes to watch the female POV where the guy's doing. Where you see the guy.
Oh, nice!
That I have not
seen.
I thought he likes to be the fly on the wall. You know, there is porn for that. I think.
I don't
too.
Think if there was a fly in the room, it wouldn't be on the wall. It'd be a fly on the ball.
Alyssa Milano's first movie is called Old Enough.
Yeah, it is.
That movie should come out in 1995.
Old Enough.
Fly on the ball porn.
Get to the chopper.
Anyway. We're all over the fucking place. I don't care.
That's what happens when you don't do a.
I know. Don't.
But I almost like this better.
Huh?
But Hardcore Henry is done by the guy that did District 9.
I know. Yeah. I love
which
that guy.
I loved.
And that movie with Jodie Foster and
what?
What?
Jodie Foster's the rich people. They live in space.
Oh.
And the sick people are
Elysium?
On the planet. Elysium.
Yeah, Elysium was good.
Right, yeah. Right.
But not that good.
No.
But he was interviewed on, I think it was The Nerdist I was listening to recently. I heard a lot of good interviews recently. And that is a great one. If I'm going to recommend a podcast, listen to, what's his name? Charlto Copley. Charlto Copley.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. He's a New Zealand guy or Australia?
I think he's Australian.
But he, founded a television station down there. And, you know, he didn't start making these movies until he was, 40-something.
Really?
Late 30s or 40 or something.
District 9's fantastic.
It is. It's.
Yeah, I hope they make the sequel to that someday.
So what'd you guys, Charito? Or
Charto?
It's Charto.
Charto Copley.
What is the L is silent?
Wait, I had it written
Charlto
Copley.
There's an L in there. Charlto.
Charlto Copley.
Charlto Copley.
Yeah, he was a fucking badass in that movie.
Yeah. Well, in Hardcore
Elysium.
Henry, he was saying that, I mean, there is no green screen in Hardcore Henry.
And he was the
really?
A, he was Murdoch in the A-Team.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they talked about
fucking
that
horrible
too.
Movie.
No, it was all right.
No.
Well, and you know what's interesting? I
Get
noticed in
here.
The trailer for Hardcore Henry, there is a van in a couple shots that is black and red.
Oh, nice.
Like with like a, I wonder if it's kind of a,
oh my gosh.
A wink wink.
Yeah, Hardcore Henry. When is the next... Okay.
What?
I want to hear more about Hardcore Henry.
That's all I got. I mean,
the District 9 sequel's got to come out soon, right?
He said that. He said we're going to make District 10.
Yeah,
something. Well, I think
that guy has to come back and turn his and help that guy turn into back into a
back
human.
Back into it. Well, unless he likes.
I like District 9, but I'm like with the other people. It got a little preachy towards the end.
Preachy.
I was like, okay, I get it. But
no way it could have been as preachy as Avatar.
I never watched Avatar.
I like
ever.
Sorry.
I've never seen it.
Avatar
gross.
Is preachy, but I still like it.
She just admonished me.
Isn't Everybody Wants Some coming out at the same time, too, though?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Everybody
I really want to see that, too.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Things just pop up on the computer, dude.
That makes it interesting.
Things happen sometimes.
Yeah, Everybody Wants Some is the quote-unquote sequel to Dazed and Confused.
Not right. A sequel, though, right?
Well, no. But it's in the vein, same vein.
But it is later, like it's gonna
in,
be
the 80s,
in the 80s,
yeah.
So in a way, it's...
Bunch of...
What'd you think of the trailer?
I think it looks good.
Yeah.
And all the reviews that I've read...
I mean, Days of Confusion
seemed
is such
really
a
good.
Classic, you know, those characters and those actors are so...
What's
iconic.
The new one called?
Everybody
Wants Some.
Which is from, it's a Van Halen song,
yeah.
Right?
Which
right.
I have no problem, you know...
And one of the funniest moments in Better Off Dead, when you see the hamburgers dancing,
yeah.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Everybody Wants Some! So Richard Linklater directed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
And wrote it.
Yeah.
Like famous Days and Confused.
So it should be good.
And it's also in Texas, right? His hometown.
Yeah,
whatnot.
I think so.
Yeah.
In Austin.
It's guys in college, though.
And they what they do? They cast a bunch of nobodies, really.
Yeah,
people
a bunch of unknowns.
Well, like they did with
yeah,
Days,
they
and
did right. Days and Confused.
Blake Jenner, Justin Street, Ryan Guzman, Tyler Hoechlin, Wyatt Russell, Glenn Powell, Temple Baker, J. Quentin Johnson, Will Britton, Courtney Taylor, and Taylor Murphy.
Who will be the McConaughey in that crew?
Yes, they do.
I was just
do.
Thinking the same exact thing.
Yeah, 80s girls like Rubik's Cubes. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. He's probably in it. Wouldn't it be great if he were in it and he's like this balding guy?
Oh, yeah. Right.
And he's like working at a gas
hey,
station.
Hey, Wooderson.
That's by the school so we can peep on the girls.
You were a legend.
Yes, I was. I can't do him.
You can't do McConaughey, huh?
There's a certain thing that comes to doing McConaughey. It's not just doing
to Jim Carrey doing McConaughey.
Hang on a minute. It's not just doing the accent. It's letting your... It's first of all, you got to let your mouth get wet a little bit. And then it's letting your lower lip just kind of hang there. You just let your lower lip kind of hang there and try to get that symbol in S that he has. You ever seen that Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Yeah.
Somebody took that video and it's like Diners, Drive-Ins. He just pulls up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's him.
Yeah.
And he's like, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
With the whistle.
Yeah. So I'm not really a guy who's ever been super into I like Dazed and Confused. I thought it was funny, but there are people who are really passionate and watch
quotable.
It
I'm
over
passionate
and
about
over
it.
Again.
I love
yeah.
it. Yeah.
So what are the things about it that you guys like?
Well, it's just it's very quotable. I can watch it over and over, but what's more fun is quoting those lines to people.
Like what are some of the best lines for that movie?
Hey, Slater, give me drugs, man. Get them from your mother, man.
Be much
yeah,
cooler
I just banged
you
your
did.
Mother. Yeah. Yeah, fuck you. I mean, it was just that movie is.
I get
sounds
older,
like you guys. It sounds yeah. like everybody and their friends.
I get older, they stay the same age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
So many little moments in that are so fucking.
I just
funny.
I love that it takes place over the course of one day.
Yeah,
it really
one day.
Yeah,
it really feels like 1976 too. In that.
Yeah,
movie.
The soundtrack like, is incredible.
It's hard to accomplish that.
Yeah.
It is hard to capture a mm-hmm. year in a TV show or a movie. It really is. And I do get that feeling from that movie.
Yeah, they nailed it.
Like,
yeah.
growing up in a small town, I still remember what things sort of looked like, how they right. smelled, mm-hmm. the way...
Like when school, like when the high school used to have a big bonfire in,
yeah.
in Smythe Park.
Yes.
By the time we got to high school, that was like...
You couldn't do it
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, you couldn't do that shit anymore.
You could see it from the town. It was a yeah. huge bonfire. And everybody went. I mean, everybody went to the parade.
Right.
Yeah.
And as the 80s came and got, you know, we started getting older and everything, that shit just disappeared.
So, one of my quintessential 70s memories is, like, I would be, like, 5, 6, something like that, riding the bike on my grandma's street, and the drunks that lived across the street from her would always have their stereo speaker up in the window because they would sit outside on lawn chairs. And I would, whenever I think of the 70s, I think of riding my bike and hearing Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Back, Jack, do it again. As I'm riding it. And that's what Dazed and Confused, it makes me feel like that
yeah.
when I watch it.
I had a real flashback moment. Like I was eating because my mom brought some Pudgy's pizza down.
She did? You fucker.
No, not that much. That's gone now.
He tried to take it to Atlantic Station.
Don't try to bring
they threw it out.
I was eating a piece of Pudgy's pizza. Yeah, you were supposed to bring pizza.
Well, I went to Atlantic City and I couldn't go all the way to Pennsylvania.
That's good pizza.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm eating a piece of Pudgy's pizza and I get in my car heading back to work and the 80s on 8 channel is on, and a cutting crew.
I heard that the other day, yeah.
And it takes me back to this. Remember when Pudge's was a restaurant?
Yeah, and you would sit down in there.
The jukebox is right on the side of the restaurant.
Yeah.
So I just died in your arms, and tonight was playing on the jukebox, and we were getting pizza and sitting in Pudge's. So just like the, I could see it. From the song and the pizza together, it just took me back there totally.
Is that, remember the night we went in there and the
putting salt on the slices of pizza and all that stuff?
The guy burped and the girl went pig and he went bitch. Yeah. We were kids and we were in there late at night and some guy was drunk in there and he belched real loud and some lady at the other table went pig. And
I forgot about that till just now.
The guy went bitch. Because he used to be able to go in there and then sneak out the back door.
Right, the back door, where the bathrooms were.
Yeah. And because we would go in and order one trip to the salad bar and then take the giant garlic pizza that was there.
Entire garlic pizza.
Yeah. You got banned from there for that.
I don't remember.
No, that was Stu.
It's another case of you sticking it to the man.
Anyway, here's that line.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
And then another thing about doing his voice is that he's always a different character, so you're doing a character that he's doing. Here's that diamond.
That's all right here. Listen. Right now on Diners, Drive-Ins
and Dives.
Listen.
And Dives. Dives.
Summer squash.
Dives.
We'll tweet that out later. That's one of my favorite videos. Fucking love it. That one, and did I play it already? I'll get to it in a second. I'm having a real big brain fart right now.
What, they say the same age? You just played
them. No. Oh.
Time is a flat circle.
Jeffrey Goldblum.
It's a flat circle.
Oh, yeah, no, you did play that.
We talked about that on our earlier
episode. Again. Our new listeners may have not heard that.
All right, so this is Jeffrey Goldblum. How do you spell his name?
Is it Jeffrey?
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, it's Jeff Goldblum Laugh Remix. Okay, when they're first going to the island in Jurassic Park, he's on the helicopter with Dr. Grant.
Yeah.
With Laura Dern and Sam Elliott, right? Not Sam Elliott, Sam. Yeah, Sam.
Sam Neill.
Sam Neill, thank you.
You guys dig up dinosaurs?
Yeah. And then here's the scene. But then they go off and they remix it, so it's funny as shit. Now there's the part where they're talking about the Velociraptor.
So you two,
here we go.
Dig up dinosaurs?
Here it comes. I could listen to this for hours.
This is great.
Yeah. In fact, the rest of the podcast is just going to be this.
All right.
And then we'll each, rap on top. Have you guys seen any good?
So, who else died?
Have you guys?
We're gonna do our favorite remix. Like,
what's your favorite?
I love
remix?
The one from the Ricky Gervais podcast where
what's
Carl
that
Pilkington, the first really big popular podcast.
How would you find it?
Ricky Gervais podcast.
No, I mean if I were to find it on YouTube,
it's called Eat a Knob at Night.
Eat a Knob at Night.
Yeah, really?
Is it a remix or is
it? Yeah. Well, they're talking about that show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which is apparently much bigger in England than it ever was here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about, some episodes they make you eat, a kangaroo penis.
Yeah. There's, 800 of these remixes, though.
Well, that's the thing. Ricky Gervais, on the podcast said, after this guy said this thing, said I could eat a knob at night, he said, oh, that's got to be remixed. And so everybody submitted all these songs.
All right.
And there's some really great ones.
Do you know the best one? Because
I don't know. I'd tell you.
Here's one that's 300,000, so let's see what this one says. Eat a knob at night.
It is hard eating a knob.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying I could eat a knob at night. I could eat a knob at night. I could eat a knob at night.
That's Skrillex?
I don't know. I like it, though.
I could eat a knob at night.
All right, I can, yeah. I can play that all
can
night.
Can we make a similar call out to the radios?
Yeah.
Oh, they can.
We
gotta
find
it.
A phrase.
If you
find
a remix.
If you find anything in here that you want to edit and fuck with,
yeah.
Go ahead. I don't give a shit. Here's the thing that went viral earlier in the week. I want to see if you guys heard this. I know
he's doing Beethoven.
No. Hang on a minute. It's the motherfuck.
Oh yeah. Oh, remix that.
Yeah.
Motherfuck.
Here it is. You cock.
Ooh, that too.
I don't get it. Stop this, you silly prick motherfucker.
This is going to be the best song ever.
You prick motherfucker, you. Okay, here we go. It's Hamburger Helper, Watch the Stove.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard this?
No.
It's called Watch the Stove.
Instead of Watch the Throne.
Here it comes. It's like trap.
I've been in the kitchen, whipping. I've been chefing, mix it with my left hand. Water whipping and I'm stirring. Y'all want beef and I'm a service.
I did hear about this on at midnight.
Yeah.
Sounds like any shit that I listen to in my car all the time.
I stir it. It's like the shit they listen to a matzah at night. All right, how long have we been talking, Ira?
That's when I change the channel as soon as I hear.
I like
that's
that.
The difference between you and
us. Tim, before you
listen to some Future,
sign off for the break. We got some paperwork we got to serve you with.
Oh, yeah.
There.
What's that?
Just your standard non-compete.
That's right.
Oh, jeez.
Prepared this for you.
Contract.
Oh.
It's, sorry to surprise
today's April
6th, you,
and you're now exclusive to the
Radio Labyrinth
podcast.
Sorry. I know you talked about work earlier on, but
so I still have to work at a pizza place?
Yeah, or here.
Where did
or
you
here.
Find this
That's
shit?
It.
I hate looking at that.
We just killed.
It burns.
the non-compete you're under right now expires like in a couple days. So
it's Friday.
So we gotta slap you with a new one now. So
we had to get this him on the wire.
Here's what I think of that.
Yeah, fuck your non-compete. Fuck your non-compete.
That's it. You're not gonna get your severance.
Tim Andrews. Yeah. You already gave me a pack of cigarettes. What else do I want?
All right.
We'll be right back.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
Do you ever see those prank calls that people make to the pawn shop?
Yeah, well, they don't really do
that. Where
they
ask for Battletoads.
Yeah. they have a copy of Battletoads that they've had in the background on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they know it's a big joke. They don't do it anymore, really. It's 4chan.
Really?
That used to do it,
people
yeah.
talk about him looking like a frog that much, really?
No, I don't think they have. They're not related.
Oh.
People, it used to be you would call GameStops all over the country, these 4chan raids. Are you recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, these 4chan guys would, they would create a thread on the random board of 4chan, which is called B. And they would say, call this place and ask for Battletoads. And so everybody would call this one GameStop and wherever, and they'd get 1,000 calls. Everybody asking for Battletoads, and they'd record them and then post them so you could laugh. So then they started doing them all over the country, and then it would happen all the time. And I'd get in the threads, and I'd always post a number for some regional FBI office. So whenever the kids would call that, then they'd, thank you for calling St. Louis Regional FBI, blah, 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 blah. Because I thought it was funny to...
And then you'd call the SWAT team to go to their house?
No, I would never do that. Jesus Christ. But kids do that shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up. SWATting.
I mean, kids on Twitch, there'll be a little kid on... You know what Twitch.tv is? Mm-hmm. It's a website where kids and adults play video games, and then other people watch them play video games. So you see their face usually, and there's lots of girls on there that get lots and lots of likes and money because they're girls and they're pretty.
Yeah.
And then there's dudes on there who get trolled hard. And they SWAT them while they're on, and then the police come and kick in the door. And God, can you imagine that?
No. Isn't this like my niece? She watches some PewDiePie guy or
PewDiePie.
Something.
PewDiePie.
Like...
They made fun of him on South Park.
South Park. Yeah.
PewDiePie.
My niece is all about that. Sorry.
Oh,
Iris,
why are you turning him up?
I need to touch
your pole.
Stop touching your poles here.
I thought it was time for Steph's pole.
Amber Rain.
Don't work my pole.
That died. We never gave her name.
No, we didn't. Were we even talking about it while we were recording?
We were talking about Amber Rain passing away.
So who watched... I want to talk about it. Sorry, Ira.
Oh, that's fine.
The finale of The Walking Dead, season 6.
I did.
Did you guys enjoy it?
Until the end.
Okay. How about you, Steph?
I did not enjoy it, no.
No. All right. I'll tell. Steph told me that she has something she wants to get off her chest.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Is
it those huge boobs?
Come on. We weren't going to go that way. That's the first sexist comment.
He couldn't help himself.
I'm sorry.
Where's HR? All right.
I would have
unloaded those years
Harry
ago,
Reams?
Jeff.
Harry Reams is in here. He's a porn star. He's dead.
He's dead, too, yes.
Yeah. He was in Deep Throat, in case you're wondering. Google it, Deep Throat, Harry
Reams. I've heard of Deep Throat.
Anyway, so Walking Dead, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a half hour too long. I thought a lot of it could have been cut out. I thought that the Carol shit, I'm tired of it. Bitch, just leave. I know this. Jeff knows what's going on because he reads the comic book. If it was someone who doesn't read the comic book and looking at it as the soap opera that it is, it's like, let her go.
Absolutely.
She doesn't want to be. I mean, it's boring to the story to me. Because what are they going to end up being the ones who save everybody?
They're just another outpost.
Yeah. And so in this episode, of course, they finally get through a game of cat and mouse all day as they're trying to get to Hilltop. Our gang gets surrounded by the Saviors and Negan. And you finally get to see Negan at the end. For the last 10 minutes, he goes off on a soliloquy about how you shouldn't fuck with him.
All that stuff was straight out of the comic.
It was. Yeah. Huh? So that is taken exactly from the comic
book. PP City, all that stuff. All that stuff about Carl growing up to be a serial killer.
Yeah.
All that straight out of the comic.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So how did the portrayal, Jeffrey Dean Morgan's portrayal?
Yeah, he was great.
Does he look like that in the comic book?
No. I'd say in the comic book, he looks more like, what's that dude's name?
Guy in that thing.
Henry, he's a musician. He does spoken word stuff. What's that? Henry Rollins.
Oh.
In the comic book, he looks like Henry Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
But Negan, Jeffrey Dean Morgan was great as Negan, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
He's an attractive man.
He's got that great smile.
Yeah, he has the charisma.
The leather jacket. All that shit.
The jacket's a big part of Negan in the comic book.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he always wears that jacket.
But didn't you guys think, though, I mean, then this other faction shows up in their outfits. I'm like, is this the fucking Warriors now? We got, like, all these different... I mean, somebody going to come up on roller skates in a minute in shiny jackets. I mean, what the fuck's going on?
Let's get down to it, Bobbers.
That's what you want to get off your chest? The people from the kingdom and their hockey gear?
No.
Okay.
No, and this isn't really getting out.
Wait a minute. Who are those people with the hockey shit on?
Speculation is that they're from the kingdom, which is like Hilltop and Alexandria.
Is this turning into Game of Thrones over here?
That's their compound.
They ride horses.
And it's led by this dude that has these dreadlocks and has a tiger.
He's like totally, he's like some equestrian master.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They come from Winterfell?
Winter is coming, Rick. Winter is coming, Carl. And it's going to be cold.
And it's going to be a wall.
We can talk right here, right now. We can talk. Let's talk. Anyway, what else did you want to say?
This is all I wanted to say. And this is why I say my perspective is unique on this, because I went to high school in rural West Virginia, super rural. There was only like a 2-lane road that rolled through town. So come around Halloween, we didn't trick or treat. It wasn't really anything you could do like this. So what we did was we blocked roads. We cut trees down and blocked roads. So if you're trying to get in and out, go to the store or anything.
That's like mischief night for you?
Yeah, big-ass tree would block the road. And then they'd shoot at us. This old man Homer Keyser, I remember, he used to shoot at us. We'd lay in the cornfield and smoke weed and all this other stuff. But I want to believe that if we were being chased by zombies and we were just trying to survive and shit, that we'd find something better to do with our time than block fucking roads all goddamn day. It made no sense to me.
Well, they were encircling them.
But expounding all this energy to just block these roads to make this one big pivotal scene, which, by the way, there's hundreds of people out in the woods with fucking lights and all this shit. Not one fucking zombie rolls up on them. They're making all this noise. Come on. And they were out there forever.
Well, that's true. There weren't any walkers around, were there?
Yeah. So, like, they're all dead. I mean, it was just, I mean, what the fuck's happening? They really took me out of it. Because it's like, when I go back to By the Light of the Dying Fire, go back to that with Herschel's farm and all that shit.
Right.
That was epic.
Right.
At the end of that one, I was like, fuck, I got to wait till next season to see what the hell happened to all them, you know? And then they showed the prison off. To me, that was foreshadowing. That was cliffhangerish, like, what's gonna happen to this bullshit? And then that's what they leave it on. Just, who did he kill? Is this an old episode of Dallas? I mean, I don't understand.
Well, no, people who read the comic book know who he killed, right?
Well, they're saying maybe it's somebody else to throw you off.
Well, did it end exactly the way you described that you thought it would end?
Yeah, I read
exactly
it
as I described last week when I said I was pissed that I heard it was going to end with you don't know who Negan kills. Yes.
Yeah.
But even, that, I mean, the whole scenario
Negan.
Where you said
exactly.
The axe was going to come down or the bat
Negan.
Was coming
Negan.
Down.
Yeah.
Negan.
So they show the POV of whoever it is.
Did you just say what I thought you said?
I said Negan.
Okay. Because I don't want to edit this. Go ahead,
just for
Jeff,
the record.
They showed the POV of the person that got their head bashed in by Negan.
So who in the comic book, it's
Glenn.
Glenn. Well, isn't Maggie losing the baby?
Well, they're saying maybe it's Maggie. Maybe it's Daryl.
Maybe it's Carl.
Right. If it were Daryl, I'd be
not Carl,
fine.
Because if it was Carl's POV, you would only see like half of the...
I'm true. I'm tired of Daryl. It would be fine with him gone.
And he has a new show coming out, so is he leaving The Walking Dead?
Well, he's opening a restaurant in Sonoy, too.
And they're doing Boomtown Rats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're doing Boomtown... What's the name of that movie?
Boomtown Rats.
No. Boomtown Rats.
Boondock Saints. No, yeah.
Boondock Saints 3.
The Boomtown Rats.
Boomtown.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me what. I don't like zombies.
Mashup night.
Boondock Saints.
Chew your whole face off.
And let's just go back to the episode before that.
Yeah.
Rick and Michonne laying in the bed sharing that fucking apple. I almost turned the TV over in the floor.
Why?
It was just so...
You got to have some sex in there to keep the women
interested.
No. Talking
Dead, they had the sex apple.
Oh, they did?
No. I mean, she's a warrior. They're sharing apples.
Even warriors need some dick.
We need... This is how we replenish ourselves with an apple
after a long night of.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever, ever done that?
No, I put on a robe and fart my way to a Pop-Tart.
You don't get up and eat a bunch of saltines in the middle of the night?
No.
You don't grab a peach and be like, oh, I'm just going to eat this peach.
The juice just drizzle all over our sweaty, stinky-ass fucking post-apocalyptic bodies. Every time I watch that show, I can only imagine how bad they would stink if that were real.
They
probably
imagine?
Smell worse than the fucking Walking Dead or the dead, the dead bodies.
They have showers in Alexandria.
Yeah, still gross.
Yeah.
Well, Daryl doesn't take a shower. He just looks greasy. I like my hair to look all fucked up. Sure wish I had my bow and arrow back.
So, as I said last week, I was going to watch it just as the only Walking Dead episode. But now I'm glad I didn't.
And when you say all the street cred that Carol has bought over the time, starting with looking at the flowers, Lizzie, she was the most badass. Who could have done that? Rick couldn't even have done that.
Uh-oh.
And that's what because I always hated Carol. I loved her after that episode. Yeah. And I've loved her ever since. And now we're back to old piece of shit. My husband beats me crying,
right.
Carol. I'm sick of it.
Well, maybe she'll do well in the kingdom. What do you think if you seriously? What do you think if you follow the comic book and the trend of the show? We're obviously reaching the beginning of a new story arc. Are they going to be captured and beaten up or enslaved? Are they going to have to work for Negan?
Yeah, they have to work for Negan.
Is that the way it is now in the comic book?
Yeah, well, that's what he does. He goes and finds these groups.
He's
like
a surf lord.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Well, the Hilltop was already, you already saw on the show that the Hilltop was working for him.
Yeah.
And so Rick agreed to kill him.
Yeah.
So that he could get the deal with the Hilltop. But he didn't realize how much Negan had going on.
Yeah.
Negan.
Yeah. So in the future, you think that, so they're going to have to work for him forever, right?
Well, in the comic books, they work for him, but the whole time that they're working for him, Rick's plotting how he's going to get Negan.
Oh, okay. All
and
right.
Eventually, they capture him.
All right.
In the comic books.
Yeah, who knows Spoiler how that'll play out on the show. Because it's usually different. But anyway.
It's stylistic.
Well, now when it comes back. But in the meantime, you can watch... Hi, it's Paul Stanley. In the meantime, I'm going to be watching Fear the Walking Dead, which is set in Los Angeles, which is one of my favorite cities in the whole world. You know, listen, I watch Walking Dead with my partner. The woman, shut up. I've banged more women than you could shake a stick at.
Paul, what's up with your ears?
What's up with my what?
Your weird ears.
Listen, I have weird ears. I was a boxer when I was a child.
You go to kiss.com. And you could buy the whole Walking Dead box set.
Yeah, listen. If you go to Kiss, Gene and I,
if you're dead, you can get a Kiss coffin.
If you're dead, you can buy a Kiss coffin. It's that simple. You know, look, I can't. But,
that's what I was doing.
I know. Go ahead and go back to doing it. I'm not listening to anything but your sweet, tender voice.
Paul.
Pardon?
No, go on.
Okay, so Fear the Walking Dead, from what I gather in the coming episodes, there's going to be lots of zombies in the water. And they're on a boat. I wonder if the boat, like, if it's like the regular Walking Dead, they're going to be on this boat for 6 weeks. And it's just going to be like taking 6 weeks to get to this island that's like a half a mile away or something. Or knots. Is it knots on the water? I don't know. It's 20 knots.
Are they wearing the proper SPF?
I don't know. Listen, at this point, you're not going to worry about sunburns if you get zombies.
Will there be speeches? Because if there'll be speeches.
I hope there's lots of speeches and a lot of, you know, highfalutin people who think they know what's best for everybody. Because that's that, you know, you got to find that guy if it's the end of the times. I'm going to be that guy anyway. So.
Ruben Blades.
Did you guys? I know, Ruben Blades, he sang lots of songs about El Salvador. Did you guys watch the final OJ episode?
I didn't get to watch it yet.
So the last 20 minutes.
It's in my DVR.
I'm not caught up anyway.
So you're like me, you read the last half of the book in case, you know, you die.
OJ still got acquitted.
I know, I was surprised. I thought there was going to be a twist.
No, I was hoping against hope that this time they'd find him guilty.
Mm. Well, there was a couple little interesting little tidbits, though. You know, I watched the last 20 minutes, and it was, you know, they got back to OJ's house, and they were having, like, a big party. No, I'm sorry. They're in Johnny Cochran's office.
Yeah.
And they were having a big party.
And
know,
the
like
cake
a celebration
said congratulations.
The cake, all it said was congratulations. And they're like, sorry, it was a little last minute. You know, it was like, they didn't realize. They didn't think
nobody
that was going to happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the party at...
And they showed how Kim Kardashian's dad never talked to OJ again after that.
Yeah.
Well, until he died, like what? How long after
he died
that did he die?
8 years later.
Yeah, 98.
Who died?
Didn't he die in 98?
No, 2005 maybe.
No, that was Johnny Cochran. Kardashian died in 98.
2003,
okay.
Everybody else is still alive, though. Shapiro's still alive. F. Lee Bailey's, he's still alive? Maybe like a million?
Yeah, and he got disbarred at Zedith. I didn't know that.
Yep. I love it on the old Howard show. Howard called him F.U. Bailey all the time.
But Shapiro testified in the disbarring. Did you
awesome. Do you think Travolta did a good job playing Robert Shapiro? So do I. I thought he looked like him. I thought he
and acted like him.
Yeah.
I mean, but at first, I thought he was over the top, but I liked it.
Yeah.
He was pissed when Louis Farrakhan was going to be there.
Yeah, that was funny. Because these people will blow our entire case. I definitely think that... the show was good, and wow.
I loved it, Paul.
I definitely think the show was good.
The guy that played Fred Goldman, too, was really good.
Yeah, he was
I felt
fantastic.
So bad for them.
Sarah Paulson, though. If she doesn't get an Emmy.
She should. She
was
should get
excellent.
And the dude to play Christopher Darden, too, he was really good.
Yeah, he
good.
Was great.
Courtney B. Vance should get the Emmy.
Sure.
Definitely.
Totally. They both should be nominated, for sure.
And they have that category for miniseries or limited series.
Yeah.
So the next episode of... what the actual name of the show is...
American Crime Story?
Yeah.
So the next one you guys were saying is going to be Patty Hearst.
Well, I heard them on...
You heard that on what?
Corolla Show, the creators of... I don't know what their names are, but they've done a lot of movies. Oh, they did a lot of big movies.
Mm-hmm. The guy who does American Horror Story.
Well,
and
no.
Glee.
They did People versus Larry Flint and Man on the Moon, I think.
Oh,
these guys. And,
what?
yeah, I'm telling you.
And that's the Hungarian director.
I don't know. Maybe they wrote
I'm
it
looking
then.
It up because people are bitching that we never know what we're talking about.
Well, that's the nature of the show. You know, we're live without a net here.
That is true. It is. But, we do try to make it as like a real radio show.
Yeah.
We're like a bunch of idiots talking at a bar like, no, dude, that guy did this.
Nobody hears.
Scott Alexander and Larry Karaszewski.
Well,
Scott Alexander, Larry Karaszewski. So you were saying about
they
that.
They said, well, they said, Adam asked him, so
oh, he
next?
Produced Ed Wood and the Man on the Moon. Okay.
So yeah. They were producers.
Right.
Okay. I thought they wrote it, too. But anyway, they said they're going to do the Patty Hearst story, which I'm interested in that.
Sure.
And they said they were just in the writing phase of it, but I guess it's based on a book. There is a...
Yeah, they find these super the best popular books or whatever. Yeah. You guys remember Patty Hearst? Is it something that you would remember? I mean, to me, she's just tabloid fodder.
She was the daughter of William Randolph Hearst, yeah. Hearst Publishing Empire.
Yeah, from Deadwood.
Hearst from Deadwood, yeah.
What?
That was his grandson.
Well, this is what they were saying.
His grandfather.
The SLA wanted to kidnap.
Explain what that is. What happened? Who is Patty Hearst and
Symbian,
why?
Is it the Symbian? Not the Sibian, but the Symbian Liberation Army.
Sibian? Howard, we got somebody coming in to ride the Sibian.
Get the poison out.
It's Patty Hearst.
Get the poison out. Go ahead. Get the poison out. It was the Symbianese Liberation Army.
Didn't Octomom ride the Sibian for Howard?
I don't know, man. Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
She did.
I think I heard that.
And she got kidnapped by them because she was an heiress.
They were saying that they were looking for some big corporate guy to kidnap, you mm-hmm. know, but all these guys lived behind, you know, big gated communities, and they just couldn't get to them, you know. But they found out that Patty Hearst was going to college at USC or one of those in California, mm-hmm. and yeah, they just sent somebody to her dorm room and they just took her.
You know? Died.
I always thought this was a Bunny Lebowski situation. She wasn't in on it, right?
Well,
oh, she got that
syndrome.
That syndrome, yeah.
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. Mm. You know,
fucking bitch.
You should do Swedish Lebowski.
The Swedish Lebowski. That fucking bitch.
This morning we bought a rug for the room. And of course, all morning I was, it really ties the room together.
You're not a Chinaman.
That's not the proper nomenclature, Tom.
So Patty Hearst.
Patty Hearst.
Yeah, if you ask your parents.
Should be interesting.
Or your grandparents at this fucking stage of the game. We're all getting old. Patty Hearst. She was interesting. She was a game and actress, and she did a lot of TV roles.
She was in Crybaby and Pecker.
Yeah, more for her, you know, just being kitschy.
It was one of Edward Furlong's last ones before he dove into whatever he is now.
Yeah.
What is he?
He's in jail now, is what he
is. Edward Furlong is?
Yeah, he went all druggy and thievery.
Did he?
Yep.
Yeah.
What about that kid that was in Bronx Tale?
He's just got out of jail.
I know.
Did he kill somebody?
Yeah.
He shot at I think he killed a cop, didn't he?
I thought they were robbing a house, and it was during the robbery.
He was on The Sopranos. He played Matthew Bevelock with Drink Water. Oh, from over in Bergen? He shot Christopher.
Right.
Yes, he and that douchebag guy.
That douchebag guy?
I don't know their names.
The douchebag.
You know, go back to slip and fall school, kids. Watch The Sopranos way too many times. But now I've gone off on this, and I don't remember what I was talking about.
Well, Patty Hearst.
Patty Hearst, yeah. So that will be interesting. Jeff.
Yeah.
Who died?
Well, we were talking about Amber Rain, 31.
Yeah.
Porn star.
Amber Rain. Noted for what porn films?
I don't know.
He's films.
Titles.
Films. Then he made that film.
Did she have a specialty? Was there like a particular genre that she...
But why would I know? She was big on Howard.
She was in 500 movies.
Oh, wow. So she really got around.
He didn't really have porn stars on as guests in the 2000s after he went to Sirius.
But like you knew...
Not a lot. After Lupe, I don't think anybody...
Who was dating Benji?
Huh?
Wasn't there a porn star?
I have no clue.
I thought you were a Stern guy. I know, but
I haven't listened in years.
All right.
Two or three years.
So she passed. Let's see, who else?
Anyway, she died.
What'd she die from? Does it say? 31? That's pretty young.
They don't know. They're doing an autopsy.
I think
her horse just died. Like, she had a pet horse.
And yeah.
It died like 2 days before she did.
She gave something to the horse?
Maybe she was sad that the horse died. No.
She's involved with that James Dean guy who's currently in trouble for... She said he raped her on set. Right. And a lot of these girls are saying that he, like, will... Like one scene, he put a foot on her head and she asked him to stop and he wouldn't stop. Mm. So it's that kind of gross porn that, you know, it's just...
It feels like a direction, director's problem.
Yeah, the violent, that's real good. Anyway, who else died? rest in peace, Amber, whatever.
Barbara Turner?
Who's Barbara Turner?
She is a screenwriter and the mother of Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Oh, oh, right. No. Did she write anything notable?
Says the screenwriter of Petulia and Georgia.
So
and
no.
Well, Georgia is the one that
Jennifer Jason Leigh. That was a good movie.
Zero Pollock?
Yeah.
That that's what it says. I didn't like that
didn't
movie.
Like it? Didn't care for it?
I don't care. I mean, why do I care about a guy who just throws paint at walls? 79, same age as Merle Haggard. Rest in peace, Merle Haggard.
Who 79's else? A new 27. Yeah.
I like that Merle Haggard.
Who else died?
Merle Haggard, we already talked about him.
That's it?
Joseph Medicine Crow.
Who?
He was a famous Native American.
Okay.
Is
that who they wrote Spoon Man about?
Maybe.
Spoon Man, yeah.
Trying to think what
way
I'll
to be
a...
prepared, no breath.
He was a writer on about Native American history and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Rest in peace.
Yeah. That was a cliffhanger.
He's in the happy hunting ground.
Oh.
The great spirit will befall on you.
Obviously, there was nobody, that, you know, there wasn't like...
Andy Thunderclap Newman, does that name mean anything?
Thunderclap
Newman?
Is he a
porn star too?
No, he's a guitarist, right?
Yeah. He passed away, 73.
What was he?
He had a song, I guess he was in a band of some sort. What was it called?
Something in the Air.
Of the band, Thunderclap Newman. That's
yeah,
what
everywhere
it was,
yeah. That I'm around.
But he had a song that The Who sang.
What?
Well, British one-hit wonder band was formed by Pete Townsend. Oh, it was formed by Pete Townsend and Kit Lambert, who was a manager of The Who. That's what the tie-in with The Who.
Wow, I'm glad you had that ready.
Shut up.
This is the song. We can play 20 seconds of it. 30 seconds.
Oh.
Call out the instigators.
Oh, that's wow, okay.
Okay, yeah, Tom Petty did that too.
Amber oh, yeah, that's fine.
Just
oh, the voice of Admiral Akbar died
what
also.
Fitting tribute.
I don't know how to pronounce that guy's name. Eric Bowersfeld.
No, rest in peace.
It's a trap. I'm dead. Concentrate all of your fire on that super battle star destroyer.
That's all who died.
Thunderclap Newman. Rest in peace. So what else you guys want to talk about? I don't know.
Well, we're going to do staff picks. Do you want to?
Yeah, let's do it quick because I want to get to the review and then head home.
Okay. Yeah.
Staff picks.
You got anything interesting?
I do, actually. This I haven't watched it yet, but this Friday on Adult Swim, they're airing the Golf Classic, which is starring Adam Scott and the comedian John Daly, and they're playing the golfers Adam Scott and John Daly. And it's basically a riff on a 1966 golfing competition, which is actually 12 years before the real Adam Scott was even born. So there's that. And the fact that Adult Swim claims they did not rig the outcome of this golf match between these
but
two
neither,
comedians.
But neither of them know how to golf, right?
Neither of them know how to golf. And whoever won gets $10,000 for their charity, and whoever lost gets $5,000
right.
for their
that's
charity.
Cool.
So it's a real... And they have real legitimate sports commentators
mm-hmm.
who have just ad-libbed their commentary watching them do it. So it's not scripted.
I'd watch John Daly do anything. That I love
he
that
is
dude.
Very funny. Well, and Adam Scott... Do you guys remember those greatest events in television history?
Yeah, with mm-hmm. John Hamm and...
Yes, the Too Close for Comfort
Survivor
one
dude.
Is my whole life.
The, oh, yeah, I love the Too Close
oh
for Comfort
oh, my God, when he did the whole couch right. thing with John Glazer, right. it destroys me. So, anyway, if you've never seen the greatest events in television history,
yeah.
Adam Scott and his whole little crew, they remake
like
opening
Scott.
Sequences of 80s shows that we loved, like
yeah.
Too Close
like
for Comfort.
Falcon and the Snowman. No, not Falcon and the Snowman.
Simon and Simon.
Simon and Simon. Huh. Yeah.
Bosom Buddies.
Yeah.
Heart to Heart. Amy Poehler plays Stephanie Zimbalis. And Horatio Sands plays Robert Wagner. And they'll always do like a 15-minute build-up. You get to watch the making of, and they do. And I swear to God, it's so amazing, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah.
Shot by shot, they do recreations
right.
of wow. these opening sequences, and you will piss your pants.
All right, I got to watch it. So, what's it called again?
Those are called the greatest event in television history.
No, you recommend
but the Friday thing. Yeah,
yeah, the Adult Swim Golf Classic this right. Friday night at 11:30.
I'm going to record that.
All right,
Jeff.
I'm going to recommend something that I watched. In 1981, and then again last weekend on YouTube.
Sure.
It's the directorial debut of Ron Howard. And it's called Through the Magic Pyramid. And the entire movie is on YouTube.
Yeah.
Look it up. Yeah.
Through the Magic Pyramid. What's the deal?
It's this kid. He he's a little JV football player, and he somehow goes through this magic glass pyramid and ends up back in like ancient Egypt. Mm-hmm. Vic Tayback is
so
in
it holds up.
Tayback,
Vic
I'm in.
Tayback,
Vic I'm
Tayback.
In.
Get in here, Diggy. He's on Mars.
Watch it, Through the Magic Pyramid, the directorial debut of Ron Howard.
And he's in ancient Egypt.
Yeah, it's pretty good. If you're into that old Egypt stuff and pyramids and whatnot.
And sphinxes is.
Yeah.
I love sphinxes is.
Vic Tayback is the only name I recognize on the cast right. list.
That's all you need, really.
All right.
Now, the kid, the main kid was in Bad News Bears.
Oh, okay. Who do you play in that?
I don't know. One of them.
What was the kid that I was cursed?
The kid with the blonde bowl cut. I don't know. I don't know the Bad News Bears that well.
Such 70s hair.
Yeah.
70s kid hair.
What a horrible remake, too.
What?
Oh, man. You watched that?
Billy Bob Thornton.
He was Tanner Boyle.
Yeah. Tanner Boyle. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ira.
I was going to recommend a book that I've been reading.
Yeah, go for it, Shakespeare.
No, it's a sci-fi thing with the thing here.
Nerd.
But apparently, this may be more for the gamers out there. You radios that are gamers might know about this already, but it's kind of a sci-fi Willy Wonka type
story. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
See?
I've read it, and Steven Spielberg's making a movie of it right now.
Really?
Yes.
Well, see, the first thing I was going to say is I think I'm late to the game on this one.
Yeah, right? He's got a new book out already, and I've read
really?
That also, yeah.
All right, what's it called?
The second book's not as good as the first book.
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And what's it about?
Well, it's, you know, dystopian future, of course, but some guy created this thing called the Oasis, which is basically just a big virtual reality, but it's virtual reality it's a whole new world where you do everything in there. Like, the kids even go to school
right.
in the Oasis.
Oh, okay.
And
the creator everybody of the Oasis,
everybody has their own avatars, right. you know, obviously, and that's how people interact. The creator of the Oasis is kind of like a Willy Wonka
yeah.
type guy, but he died.
Spielberg was trying to get Gene Wilder to play him, literally trying
really?
To get Gene Wilder to play him in the movie.
No
and
shit.
Wilder wouldn't.
Well, that was the last thing I heard. I don't know. Wilder
that
says he's
incredible.
Retired, but Spielberg asked him to be the dude.
Well, look, I'm
movie.
Only halfway through the book, so don't spoil
it. No, I won't spoil it.
All right, so just we'll take it up to where I am.
All right, ready,
the dude that wrote the
go.
Book has literally a Back to the Future DeLorean that he drives around and
really?
And he does readings and stuff at bookstores.
No way.
Drives around in a literal Back to the Future DeLorean.
Did you read it or do the audiobook?
Audiobook.
Who read it?
I'm reading.
No, I mean
Will Wheaton, who's mentioned in the book.
Oh,
yes.
Of course.
Will Wheaton?
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing about the book, so the guy that created it hid these Easter eggs.
Uh-huh.
All over the Oasis. So it becomes this whole game, kind of like the Willy Wonka thing, where if you go through all these games and you figure out where all these keys are and you go through these gates, you'll eventually get like all this money. And
uh-huh.
and then I think the end thing is that you own like his fortune
yeah.
at the end?
Oh.
So yeah, it's basically all these people trying to figure out all these games, but there's all these big corporate organizations, you know, that have $1 zillion and they're trying to figure it out. But of course, the main character of the book is like this poor kid, and of course,
okay.
he's figuring everything out.
Charlie Bucket.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And I'll tell you what, man, probably the best thing I've read in a while. It's it's awesome.
I'll have to check that out. I've been looking for a new
audiobook.
Yeah,
definitely a good book.
I still need to read Mr. Mercedes, the second one.
Oh, that, yeah, it was okay too.
I like the first one a lot.
There's another one coming out too in September, I think.
Fucking prolific, Stephen King. All right, so what's the name of the book again?
It's Ready Player One. What's the guy's name?
Ernest Klein.
All right. Okay. Cool. Mine's real quick this week. It's a YouTube channel. I've been getting into these a lot. These, you know, there's a lot of the YouTube channels that show you the top 10 this and this, or the top 10 this and this, and then you can get caught watching them over again. Most of them are stupid, but I found one that's, you know, really kind of in league with what we do. You know, they're in the same genre of talking about pop culture, and they put a lot of effort and research and stuff into their stuff, which we don't do. But anyway, Looper, which is fine. Looper is the go-to source for movies, TV shows, and video games we all love. We're addicted to all these things. This is from their YouTube page.
Yeah.
Superhero and Star Wars, but they're not afraid to binge watch some reality, blah, 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 blah. They do a lot of cool videos, and I'm going to read you some of the titles here so, you know, you can get an idea. why I like it. The most recent video came out today, and I'll watch it when I get home, is What You Never Knew About Chumlee from Pawn Stars. And then it'll tell you like five facts that, you know, you could know if you pay attention to everything.
Doesn't mention him getting busted for meth in there, though, I bet.
Yeah, it does.
It does?
Yeah, because a couple of weeks ago that he did a video called The Untrolled Truth of Pawn Stars.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. And that was a good one. And then he does great videos like Why Hollywood Won't Cast Brendan Fraser Anymore.
I saw that, too.
Oh, I saw that.
You did? Okay, good.
I didn't see it, but I saw that headline.
Is it because of that monkey movie?
That had something to do with a lot of other things. Is this
George of the
bombed.
Jungle?
Yeah, that movie bombed.
Yeah, a lot of movies bombed.
So it's a fun page where you can, you know, just watch, you know, short 5 to 8 minute videos, you know, related to all the things that you like pop culture wise, and it's put together well, because if they're not done well and it's not entertaining, I'm not going to watch it. And this one is really well done. So go to YouTube, type in Looper, and like and subscribe them.
Are we going to rate your reviews? You give us 1 to 5 stars. We going to rate your reviews. And if you win, you're going to get a gold star.
That's right. We're going to rate your reviews. In this case, we're going to rate your review because we only have one new review on iTunes. And that review was left by a guy named Bob762, or otherwise known as Bob762.
Thanks, he was the Bob. 762nd Bob to sign up for a username.
So he must have been, Bob, I just going to put my name in, see if that works. Bob! Aww. I got to be Bob762.
Sounds like somebody from Bob's Burger.
Yeah, to me it sounds like a cross between Fred Flintstone and Homer Simpson.
It sounds kind of like that dude that eats at Bob's Burgers every day. What's that guy's
Mort.
Name?
Mort.
Yeah. Mort?
No, the other guy.
Yeah, the big guy that's always eating them. Hey, Bob, I love eating
He's the Vic Tabak.
Yeah.
Well, this gentleman, Bob, I love you because you gave us 5 stars, and I love you because you listened to our podcast.
I love him so much.
Well, all right. I am going to go ahead and read this per request from Bob762 as Alex Jones. So let me get my voice right here. Let me see if I can get into the voice. I found this podcast through Eric Von Hessler's podcast, and now that he is handling this, is my new favorite. Everyone on the show messes together well and brings something to the table. The entertainment and pop culture topics they bring up are often not discussed by other shows. I mean, I love the random, and I love the rabbit holes that they go into when they're talking. Also, Stephanie is great.
Oh, yeah, thanks,
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Some high praise there.
Right.
Sometimes shows will add a female voice versus the sake of having one. But Stephanie is a great addition to the show. Jeff's voice can be annoying to me at times, but but he says a lot of smart things.
Oh no, I don't want to hear what he says about me.
But everyone has got great opinions and insight on the show. Great job, guys.
Aw.
Very nice. And buy seeds.
Buy seeds.
1776.
Go to Infowars.biz. Infowars.biz. BIZZZZZZZZZZZZ. All right. I'm about out of gas. So I just wanted to say thank you for
Stephanie
listening.
Stephanie didn't finish her beer yet.
She can take it in the car with her.
Chug.
Yeah, I guess I'm a rebel. Cup. I didn't even say. I give that dude like 20 stars. Yeah.
This is Paul
so great.
Stanley. Steph F. Tim, and I give it 700 stars. I'm saying nice things about Stephanie.
I got a compliment. What do you call that? Compliment you and insult you at the same time.
If you go to kiss.com, you can rate that review as well.
You used to say sorts of things like that to Ace Frehley. You'd give him a CompuSalt. One time you said, you know, you look good in makeup because it covers up all of your acne scars.
He was just here last night.
Ace Frehley? Right.
Yeah.
Ace Frehley was, yeah. He was at the Variety Playhouse.
Yeah.
That's nice. Gene and I played the Palladium last night.
Right.
It was just one night. It was me and Gene. It was acoustic. It's just he and I in one guitar. And it was an electric guitar, and it wasn't plugged in. We said, "Fuck plugging it
in." No bass.
It was me.
What'd Gene do? Just walk around and spit blood on people?
No. It was. Listen, we had 2 stools.
Oh, okay.
We pulled our hair back into ponytails so we looked sensitive. I wore a Dave Matthews Band shirt, and I can tell you, I've never seen Dave Matthews. I don't even know what he looks like.
I just like the name Dave Matthews.
But kids like the Dave Matthews Band these days, is what I'm told. Gene wore a Tom Jones shirt because He just saw Tom Jones in Belgium before the tragedy.
And they got the same hair.
They do have the same hair, but this is before the tragedy. Because Tom Jones wouldn't have played there if they, after the terrorists and stuff. So it was just Gene and I, and we were on stage, and we had an electric guitar. Who's calling from Mansfield, PA?
Oh, yeah? You got some family calling?
I'm going to answer the phone real quick. See who it is. Hello?
Pudgies. How may I help you?
Hello.
No, Timothy Andrews is not here. This is Paul Stanley from KISS. You've reached Paul Stanley from KISS. How can I help you?
I hope this isn't like Excuse a death me? Of the family or anything.
Oh, he hung up.
Well, put it on your,
sorry, you know what it was? Speaker. It was a fundraiser for my university in Pennsylvania.
Oh, so how much will you be?
I will be donating nothing because I work at a pizza place and I make very little money.
Speaking of which, your pizza place is fucking delicious.
Yeah, by the way, go to Wimazza Pizza off Edgewood and Reynolds.
Forget the pizza, though, even. Get the what's it called?
If you can't say it, then you're not going to promote it. It's called
panna cotta.
It's called the Nutella panna
cotta. Oh, Nutella panna cotta.
Panna cotta,
okay.
Panna cotta Nutella. Whichever.
Oh, my God.
It's like God. It's like a chocolate god seminated into a cup.
I will drink that. I will definitely.
And then a sweet fairy shot some white foam on top of it, and then it's sprinkled with chocolate. And there's a straw in it.
Oh. There's a chocolate straw. You can eat the straw.
Yeah, that's right. You can eat the straw. Isn't that great? It's green.
You can put Nutella on cardboard. Yeah.
Nutella is the best.
You can't really
it's
taste
so
the Nutella. I mean, it gives a little flavoring to the thing.
Go to a Wimazza, and when you're there, there's good dough.
Oh yeah,
there's great dough. There's great sauce.
We had the carne pizza with
carne. That means it's like chili con carne. That means it's like chili
meat.
You need the dough, don't you?
We had meatballs instead of Italian sausage.
You need the dough.
If
you're gonna make pizza, you need the dough. You know, you can't just put tomato sauce on a plate.
Oh, and we had a chicken
and then cover it with meat and cheese. It would be soapy. Gross.
Delicious.
What are you talking about over there? You're just mumbling. See, this guy is not gonna like this podcast because you're just over there talking about stuff.
Like that time,
Iris bored. He's looking at his phone.
Pizza.
What?
I have important issues.
Are you recording balls tonight?
I am. One of my balls is here. That's why.
Okay.
It's 8:56. So, listen. Follow Tim Andrews at Tim Andrews here on the Twitters. Follow Radio Labyrinth at Radio_Labyrinth on the Twitter. Go to Radio Labyrinth on Facebook. Please like us. Share us with your friends. Go to iTunes. Leave us a review. And I'll come to your house and just talk like Paul Stanley all night while we watch television.
Remember, you have a non-compete now, so you can't.
That's right. I can't be on anybody.
Radio Labyrinth related.
I cannot do anything. I can't even work at a Wimazza anymore.
You'll snuggle and kiss sleeping bags.
No, you can still work at a Wimazza. You just gotta plug Radio Labyrinth every time you deliver a pizza.
If I do, they don't deliver. Listen, if I violate the non-compete, I swear to God, you can put a clothespin on the tip of my penis.
Oh.
Ira, it's got some plugs.
You got an 11/22/63.
Putting a clothespin on the tip of Tim's penis sometime this week. TwoFacesRadio.com. I kind of revamped the website. It looks like each show has its own page now. So I'm going to get some pretty pictures of you guys sometime soon.
Tim's maybe going to put up his rabbit hole stuff on our page.
He's not doing it this week because the whole show is a fucking rabbit hole.
No.
You're a rabbit hole.
That's what I love about these high school girls. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do. Yes,
no, all right.
I saw that movie with my kids. Go ahead, Jeff. What do you got to plug?
I got nothing.
Okay, nothing. Stephanie.
I'm on Twitter and shit.
Yeah.
Is that your handle at
Twitter
and
shit?
Yeah.
Tell your friends about Radio Labyrinth.
Please tell them.
We'd like people to listen to us.
We would. You know what? We'd like to eventually not, you know.
And yeah, if we get enough people, maybe we can get some t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah, that's good. We'll give you some free shit. How about it?
We'll get some swag.
Why do I always close my computer?
Going to make some stickers.
Yeah, I do want to make stickers.
Yeah,
I want to make some t-shirts.
Yes.
T-shirts would be cool.
Oh, if you
get a logo.
I want koozies.
I want a logo.
If you download this show but prior to Sunday morning, you will be able to listen to me on the Von Hessler Doctrine.
Not according to your non-compete that you got tonight.
That only involves podcasts. Shut up. Now, I will be on the Von Hessler Doctrine, free of radio non-compete, this weekend. I believe it's on from 12 to 2. But if not, check your local listings, okay? WSB.com.
Congratulations, by the way.
Wait, I'm going to look this
over
up.
Over there or online?
Huh? No, it's over the air because he's on every Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so.
We'll listen to him live.
That's right, baby.
We're doing it live.
AM 750 or News 95.5 FM. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening this week. Don't Stephanie, close. You got anything to plug?
Just your butt.
All right, we'll be
keep
here.
Keep it canon, buddy.
Keep it canon. Keep it fucking canon, you fucking ass fuck.
Radios.
Keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.